The NHL playoffs began this week, and they couldn't have come sooner. Hockey has suffered through a distressing season, marked by labor unrest and one of its worst episodes of on-ice violence in years. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, hockey fans should enjoy the sport now because it could be a while before they see it again. The league could be facing a shutdown next season?
At this point, it's starting to look that way, yeah. A collective bargaining agreement between management and the players expires in September. There's no sign that they're anywhere close to an agreement. They haven't even had face-to-face meetings since October, and the next session isn't scheduled until the end of this month. The league wants a drastic reduction in salaries. The union obviously wants no such thing, and the union disputes the league's numbers, which show that it lost around $300 million last year.
What would this shutdown accomplish?
Well, from the owner's perspective, it would save money. It might be cheaper for some teams not to play than it would be to play. They're just not bringing in enough revenue to cover the salaries that they've agreed to pay the players. Then it becomes a sort of game of chicken. The owners would be counting on the fact that the players would be hurt in the pocketbook, and they wouldn't be willing to stay out for very long and then agree to some sort of salary control, like a salary cap.
Now, the labor situation caused losing teams to dump players with big salaries toward the end of the season?
Well, some owners were positioning themselves for a shutdown, so they would want to cut losses as much as possible. The team right here in Washington, the Capitals, were the worst offenders. They traded away just about every good player they had, including All-Stars Jaromir Jagr and Peter Bondra. It was a real betrayal of the fans. On the one hand, they were playing to a half-empty arena at the end of the season, and a lot of fans said they're just not going to come back.
The other big NHL story wasn't a good one either. An episode of horrific on-ice violence last month that once again gave the league quite a black eye.
Yeah, Todd Bertuzzi of the Vancouver Canucks sucker-punched Steve Moore of the Colorado Avalanche. He came up to him from behind and knocked him to the ice, and his head hit the ice, and he broke a couple of vertebrae. He got a season-ending suspension. Vancouver's management was fined $250,000. There's no doubt that the league needs to do something about this sort of cheap shot play and the retaliation that comes as often as a rule on the ice during games. I think that's really distinct from fighting, which is not the scourge that people think it is in the NHL. It's really the cheap shots and the retaliation that are causing problems for the league, not fighting.
Well, let's talk playoffs. What's the story on the ice?
Well, the bad news is that the NHL once again was stiflingly defensive-minded this year. No player this season hit the traditional scoring benchmarks, the big ones, 100 points or 50 goals. In fact, the goal-scoring leaders had 41 goals, and that's the lowest number since 1963. The good news is that playoff hockey is terrific. The violence gets cut down, the pace picks up because the games really matter, TV ratings go up from their abysmal lows during the regular season.
And what are the storylines you're going to be looking for?
Well, five of the six Canadian teams made the playoffs this year, which traditionalists should really love, as should the teams, because the Canadian clubs are at a real disadvantage because they operate under the Canadian dollar. The playoff revenue should improve their chances of fixing their balance sheets. Two of the Canadian teams also have a real good chance, I think, to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. The Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs from the Eastern Conference. Out west, the Detroit Red Wings are the favorites. If the Leafs and the Wings meet in the finals, it'll be two of the NHL's original six teams, which I think would be a fitting way to say what could be a long goodbye to hockey.
Well, good to talk to you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.